Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. The right anchor will hold. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Those are the opening lines of an old hymn written by Priscilla Owens in 1882. And sung in some Christian churches even up to today. You might probably know the song, or maybe you've never heard it, but I want to use this as an anchor for our conversation today. No pun intended. I have been thinking of death lately. I know for some people that is morbid, but you hear about it every day. A few days ago, in separate incidents, two teenage boys died in motor vehicle accidents. Some time ago, some young kids found a loaded gun in their home and one of them pulled the trigger and the other one was shot in the head and died. I have not heard of any incident lately, but I live in a city where there are several railway crossings and very often you hear that a pedestrian was killed by the train or a motor vehicle was hit by a train at the crossing. And there is a 15-year-old kid who died of some rare cancer that was discovered about 3 years earlier. People die every day, and people die in many different ways. The song asks a practical question. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? Storms of life. What could that possibly be? After all, if you live in a first world country with all the modern features of life, or if you are from a rich family, or if you are someone who practices safety measures at all times, what kinds of storm can possibly come your way? Here is a quote of an internet article. You will recognize what I'm talking about. RMS Titanic was a British passenger and mail-carrying ocean liner operated by the White Star Line, that sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on 15th April 1912 as a result of striking an iceberg during her maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City, United States. Of the estimated 2,200 passengers and crew aboard, about 1,500 people died, making it the deadliest sinking of a single ship up until that time. That is an extract from a Wikipedia article of the same name, Titanic. The ship was promoted as being very safe, one that would be able to withstand a regular storm. It was not prepared to hit an iceberg, but it did, and 1,500 persons died. You see, the song is talking about the thing that you have anchored your life in. For some people, their anchor that they expect to protect them is their money. That is a big thing today, and there are millions of ways that people can make a lot of money, scores of programs that will ensure that you can become wealthy in a short time. There are many young people who are retiring before they get to age 40 because they have become wealthy and can live lavishly from their wealth. But will that save you if you're on a flight across the ocean and the plane develops problems and nosedives into the ocean below? Some people have their anchor in their homes, well built, and these homes can withstand adverse weather conditions. Except recently, there was a report of a string of deadly tornadoes that passed through sections of the United States, and many well built homes were destroyed in the blink of an eye. Then there are some people whose anchor is health, good health. They exercise every day. They eat so healthy that it is uncomfortable being around them when you want to indulge in sweets and cakes and pies, and they scoff at the way you eat the wrong food. They go to the doctor regularly, and each time the doctor gives them a clean bill of health, then they are struck with an incurable disease, something that the doctor did not see in any of those visits. My friend, life is full of uncertainties and you need the right anchor. You need an anchor that keeps your soul secured against the uncertainties, against the storms of life, against the unexpected circumstances that cut you off without warning. There are many people who plan to die when they're old and after they have lived a full life. Some people hope to get to that ripe old age, go to sleep one night and never wake up. That would be good, wouldn't it? Or some people, they hope that they will get sick and while they are fast approaching death, they will be able to say the famous last prayer, Lord, have mercy. And just in time for Jesus to pardon them of their sins and they will make it into heaven. Really? Are you prepared to play that kind of Russian roulette with your life when you really don't have any guarantee that your well-laid plans for the end-of-life experiences will come true? Let us get to the point. There are two very certain things that you will contend with. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Hebrews 9 verse 27. No one knows the day or the hour when you will die. Well, there are some instances when the doctors will tell you that you have 4 months to live or something like that, but that is not even a certainty. You can go earlier or you can outlive the doctor. Get ready for death. Make sure your anchor is secured. The other certain event is the second coming of Jesus. But after that day, about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, not the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew 24, 36 to 37. There is one and only one sure anchor that can save you when the storms of life come, when either of these two certain events come your way, and that anchor is Jesus. You need to anchor your soul in Jesus. You need to invite Jesus into your life. You need to be born again. Jesus is the only anchor that gives you total hope. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6 verses 19 and 20. I guarantee you, my friend, Jesus in your life is the only anchor that will serve you well when the big storms come your way.